How many of y'all thank God for mothers today? You just thank God for mothers. Guess what? Everybody, every one of us, all of us got here through a mother. That's how important they are. Moms, I want to tell y'all I thank you for what you do on a consistent and constant basis. It is so much. And today it's interesting, the scripture that God has brought us to fits right in with what mothers tend to illustrate to us on a constant and consistent basis. How many of y'all glad to know this, that God is on the throne, that God's going to be God, and God's going to get it done no matter what anybody else says. No matter what anybody else says, God is God. So, I mean, it's a powerful day today. Because guess what? We're talking about one of the two things that'll always love you. Country music is right. When you get in trouble, there's only two things that'll be there. Jesus and your, those two. Dad, he's out of there. Dad's like, lock him up. I told him. Mama's, he's not that bad. He's not that bad. He only killed two of them. Just two. You know, Mama pleading that case. Mom and Jesus, they love us. They sacrifice for us. And today, church, I'm excited that y'all are living your lives like you're living your lives. And so today I want to give many of you who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, guess what? Today that can happen to you. Isn't that exciting? Because I want to tell you what, if you have a believing mama, if you're a child of a believing mama and have not yet received Jesus Christ, I guarantee you that your mother has been praying for your salvation since the beginning of your conception. But only God can draw you. Your mama can't save you. She can love you, but she can't what? Your daddy can't save you. Your mama can't save you. They might can rock and roll, but they can't save you. All right? And I just want to pray and give a prayer of thanks today. I also want to thank you all for this. We've come in a time in our culture that we're going to have to decide to be who God called us to, period. Now, I'm going to be very pointed today because guess what? This is a day on family, and I want you all to know this. I want to be very clear about this. The order that God established for family is the order. And there's no negotiation in that. There's no discussion in that. And I want you to know we're not evolving. We're not evolving in our thoughts. We are de-evolving in our thoughts. Sin does not evolve us to an enlightenment of intellect. It de-evolves us into a state of primitive behaviors. Sin kills, God lives. Amen? Sin kills, God forgives. Now, what do we need to do about it? We need to live Jesus. You know what the problem is with the church? We need to live Jesus. Some of the best moms I know follow Jesus and love the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and body. How about you? I mean, best moms I know, man. They mom it out. I mean, they're moms in the house. And they love their children and they love their families. And they do what God's called them to do. And guess what? If you'll just do that, you'll be a witness. So moms, here's what I want to thank you for today. Y'all are just a lifestyle witness. How many of y'all have had your mom sacrifice for you more than once? Steve, I know you have because you got a mom like I have, a holy mama. How many of y'all are holy mamas? If you sit next to a holy mama, say thank you that you're a holy mama. Go ahead and tell them that. We got some holy mamas in here. Now, that's a little different than a holy mother. This is a holy mama. You get these down south. They teach you the Bible. I used to be confused in the church. I grew up in the church. You know, the church said women couldn't be ministers in the church, but all my Sunday school teachers were women. You know, all the dignitaries of the church said, well, we're not sure about women having a position, but yet it was the women that were teaching us on Sunday night. It was the women that got me by my little ears a couple times and brought me into the kingdom. Vacation Bible school in the summer, back in the old days, we used to have vacation Bible school for 2 weeks. Can y'all imagine that for 2 weeks? We have vacation Bible school for 2 weeks because they wanted to get the sin out of us. It took 14 days to get the sin out of us. And I mean, they, and 9 to 12, and then we had the next session, 1 to 5. And I had to go to both sessions because my mama taught in both sessions, so I was at church for 2 weeks in the summer. I mean, that is not something you look forward to when you're 10 years old. In fact, they used to make me carry the flag or hike the Bible in so I couldn't cause any trouble in the General Assembly. And so, you know, but my mama had me there. You're going to hear what God has to say. Now, I can't make you follow it, but you're going to hear it. So I want to start there today. Families who love Jesus. Our children ought to hear what God says from our mouths. Now, we can look at today's times and be greatly disturbed. Watch this. I'm going to surprise you. I'm not surprised about anything I hear in today's times. Because everything I hear today is just a prime example of what happens when you turn away from God. And so, I mean, watch this. I've studied history. We're into nothing new. We're de-evolving ourselves and we're ceasing to be productive. Watch this. De-evolving philosophies, high national debt. Sound familiar? Watch this. I challenge you on this. Go look at the places that are stable in America today, that have more stability, and they have stable families. Elect me. You know, Harvard came to this after many hours of research, after plunging with all of their academic intellect. Harvard, with all of their great, brilliant philosophers and their counselors and family study, have come to the conclusion that children fare better with a mother and a father. Gee. Was it God who said this? And a man shall leave his mother and father and take a wife and cleave to her. And a woman likewise shall leave her mother and father and cleave to him. And in this they will become one. And after they become one, they have the capability of what? Fruitful and multiply. I encourage fruitful for a while before you multiply. And then you get multiply. What do we call these multiplying entities? Children, sons, and daughters. Now watch this. I'm going to really blow you all away. What would happen if we all just raised our own children? What if you took care of the children God gave you and not all the neighbor's children? Yours. And you ensured that they knew Jesus Christ was as the love of their life. Now, you can't make them take it, but they ought to hear it. They had a loving mom. You tended to your business. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I love this verse of scripture. Mind your own business. In fact, I was out in Colorado one time. I saw one of the greatest bumper stickers ever. It said, focus on your own family. I said, amen. Here's the problem with the church. We want to focus on everything instead of focusing on what God put in front of us. A few years back, I blew up a whole email server here with hate mail when I suggested to Moms in Touch that they might also want to raise their children. I had all these mothers. They were going to all these conventions away from their kids and organizing all this prayer for the kids, but they were not raising theirs. And their kids were like ending up in jail and on drugs and stuff like this because they were so busy appearing holy, they weren't being holy. Raise your kids. You know what my mom did? She was a mom in touch. She had radical ideas. She was there. She was there in the evening. She didn't have to go. Watch this. I never heard my mother say these things. It's going to blow you. Y'all holding onto your chair. It's going to blow some of y'all from this generation out of your seat. My mom has never been stressed, raised four kids. Never one time have I ever heard my mom go like this. Oh, I'm so stressed. I'm so tired. I'm so wore out. Oh, I just need a personal day. My mom never had a personal day. You know why? She's a mom. My mom never had to go, you know, to a therapist to cope with four kids. She never was alarmed that they pooped in their diapers. You know, some of you young mothers, you're so alarmed. You know, you get these kids, you think it's going to be really cool, and they poop, and you go, oh, gosh, I'm coming apart. All children come with exhaust. It continues. And guess what? Sometimes the toughest part of motherhood, we got to clean up what's left over. It's tough. Having family is messy. Amen. It's just a tough deal. And so, moms, I want to thank you all. But guess what? My mom, I never heard that stuff. I never heard my mom go, well, I just can't cope with this. I just don't know what to do. My mom did not spend 6 hours on Facebook. However, she did spend many hours in prayer. My mom didn't have time to figure out what the neighborhood kids were doing because she was too busy making sure that we were doing what we were supposed to do. And my mom had tracking devices on us long before we had cell phones. It was crazy. I grew up in a crazy time in the neighborhood. It's a crazy time. I mean, it's like a foreign country. In our neighborhood, it was really radical. We had a neighborhood. We don't have those anymore. And I understand, parents. I mean, it's dangerous. It's crazy. Guess what? We had a neighborhood, and all the parents were in cahoots. All kids were available for their correction. Do y'all remember that day? There were no precious babies when I grew up. All kids were suspect. And it was really weird. Any parent could discipline any kid, and no other parent would be in uproar about that. So we ran the neighborhood. I mean, literally, as soon as we had our Captain Crunch with a bunch of sugar in it and a Pop-Tart with some more sugar in it, and we weren't on Ritalin, they threw us out of the house at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we played all day. We played violent games like Army. And we threw hedge apples at each other. And in the spring, we got those pom-poms that had little seeds in them. We called them popos. And we used to bomb each other with those because we didn't have video games to shoot. So we shot each other with BB guns. And we somehow or another survived all of this. We rode our bicycles and didn't have a helmet one on. That's why your parents are a little deranged. A couple of hits to the old head, the old noggin. But you know what? We lived in community and neighborhood, and the moms ruled the neighborhood. And they were all clothed with these things. Y'all remember those days? Well, you know why those days don't exist anymore? We refuse the position that God has given us. Now listen, here's the way we reclaim family. We don't reclaim family by getting a big petition up, protesting to the world how family ought to be. We've tried that for 50 years, and that idea has miserably failed. Nothing's changed. Think about all the posters. Listen, if you're an environmentalist, Christians have killed more trees over posters that had no effect than any other group on the face of America. You notice how nothing's changed? You know why? God didn't call us to protest the world. He called us to proclaim to the world Jesus. And here's one of the ways we proclaim it, inside the family. So guess what mama is? A lot of times she is this. She is the proclamation of God's love to the family. Amen? And she's consistent. So all you moms, thank y'all for being moms. Y'all do hard work, and I want to tell you, we need you. And we got to reclaim the family by being the family. Somebody hear what I'm saying today. We got to reclaim the family by being the family. Now, with all due respect, I don't care what Democrats say. And I'm going to tell you something else. I don't care what Republicans say either. Because guess what? All those political parties, guess what? One day, thanks be unto God, when he blows the trumpet, they don't exist. All our denominations won't exist. Thank God. All this stuff that doesn't matter won't exist. But I'm going to tell you what exists. The love of God, the forgiveness of Jesus, the power of God, the absolute reality of God. And so I'm asking you as a follower of Jesus, that's what we got to get to. Isn't it right, Pastor Jim? Somewhere down the line, we got to say, who are these strange people that follow Jesus? I'm going to do what God said. So I just want to remind you all, God established family. Americans didn't establish family. God established family. He called fathers to be fathers and mothers to be mothers, and we need to reclaim that in today's time. Amen? Amen. Now, here's what we got to do. Y'all hold on a little bit. It's going to be slightly painful. If you went through a divorce, I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm sorry that we went through that. I'm sorry that we so got everything out of order, it's hard to stay married. However, we got to put a stake in the ground, and on this next generation, we got to start proclaiming permanent marriage. Now, here's the way you stay married. Watch this. You got to get the right one off the bat. See, here's what I believe. What God has joined together, no person can separate. The problem is, God didn't join all this stuff together. A lot of us made our own decision. We didn't listen to God. She was beautiful. And that's all we looked at. Because guess what? As followers of Jesus, we can't be that shallow. We are not shallow hows. Y'all remember that movie? It's not about how they look. It's about who they are. Are they a follower of Jesus? Watch, some of y'all ran that experiment. You went and got unequally yoked, and guess what happened? It worked out just like the Bible said it would. 5 years later, you didn't have anything in common. All the little hoo-ha magic had fallen off. How many of y'all found out that don't last long? I got people coming off and they go, "Well, Pastor Steve, I'm just not happy anymore." I said, "No." I said, "The hornies have worn off. That's all that's happened." Is that plain enough for you, guest? I'm sorry you came to a church today that deals with reality. For you young people, don't even look at me like you don't know what that means. But it's the truth, isn't it, Senator? I mean, about 3.5 years, you know, I mean, my wife walks through the door. She's been walking through the door for 29 years. I don't go, whoo. You know, I'm watching my son and his fiance getting ready to get married. Well, they're all twinkled-eyed and twinkle-told, and they got all these dreams of how it's supposed to be. I'm not going to tell him what's going to happen. I think we all should start out with that fantasy, don't you? In fact, to me, I think the way we do marriage is one cruel way. I mean, we dress up, get in this wonderful world of enchantment, and then we go on a honeymoon, and it happens every day. And it's just like, and then we come back, we start doing jobs and bills and all this stuff, and we get kids, and all of a sudden, what used to be is no more. But guess what's there? Life with a purpose. And we forget to celebrate that. Mama bring it home to you, amen? How many of y'all are glad to know that mama stays with it? And so listen, you younger couples, I want you to know we as a church are going to fight for you to stay married. Now, we can't keep you married, but we can tell you some good things. And if you'll listen, guess what? You'll stay married. Here's the first thing on marriage. Do not marry to be happy or you will be disappointed. Do you understand that? And I say that because all the baby boomers, the reason there's a 59% divorce rate, they all chased the magic kingdom, and now they're coming into their 60s, and they found out there is no magic kingdom. Remember, your parents were this in high school. They had long hair, and they were like, "This is the age." They smoked a lot of dope. They were psychedelic. And they've been in this constant quest for this utopia. They run America today. They're still in a quest for utopia. It's how blind this mindset is. We can run up millions and trillions of dollars and it have no consequence. We can have a 59% divorce rate and it have no consequence. We can do everything that God says do not do, and somehow or another we're going to be blessed. This is the mind from the age of Aquarius. And what happens is it keeps being destroyed every day. Because guess what? When you go against what God says, you will always find hell. Just go ahead, even if you don't believe that, and look at your neighbor and go, "That's right." Go ahead. Just go ahead and tell them, "That's right." Now listen, you want to find hell? Go against what God what? Says. Now this is cool. Dream with me in a world of obedience. What if fathers were fathers and mothers were mothers, and husbands acted like they were supposed to and wives acted like they're supposed to? What would happen to children? Okay, they'd be obedient. Now, what if we sent obedient children to public schools? I wonder what they would do. They would learn. And then after they graduate, they would be able to get a
job.
Oh, gosh. You all are radical. You all are absolutely insane. Miller, are you raising your children expecting them to get a job? You know why my children will have jobs? It's not optional in our family. Yeah. And they know I'm fully capable of driving by while they live in their pump tent and have a great life. Mr. Jackson, they know I'll do that. Your son has a fine job, doesn't he? Yes, I know. And a fine young man. You know the reason he turned out that way? First of all, Ms. Jackson prayed constantly. All right? So she helped you out, wouldn't you agree? But then you all put a stake in the ground, didn't they, son? And said, "You're going to be somebody? That's not optional." True? I mean, if you'd have come in with bling bling all over your mouth and a grill and all this and all laying back and you had to go see Mr. Jackson, what might happen? He might de-hip you, wouldn't you think? You know why we got all this trouble? We put up with it. And you know what mamas do? They put a stake in the ground and say, "We're not going there." You know why? Because they ooze these things that change the world. Today, I want to thank moms and go with me to Colossians 3:12 because these things change the world. You want to change the world? Here's where I'd start. My house. See, I got this radical idea. If everybody just changed their house in God's direction, then cultures would be changed. How many of y'all pretty well figure out politicians are probably not going to change the world? Yeah, I've come to that conclusion. How many of y'all figured this out? Visa is not going to change the world. How many of y'all figured this out? You can buy your husband or wife a bunch of stuff and they're still the same jerk you married. Now they're just a jerk with a bunch of stuff. That we got to let God change our lives because only He can do it. Look what He says. Therefore, as God's chosen people. Church, I got to preach just a minute. You have been chosen by God to be the mother and father that God made you to be. You've been chosen by an almighty God. And this is what's inside of us. Holy and dearly loved. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Those things change the world. Amen. Steve, I just gave a description of your mother because I know her personally. And the reason I know is that you and I, we're going to end up with God whether we wanted to or not. You know why? Our mothers prayed all the time. How many of y'all got a wife and a mama that prays? It works. My sweet, loving mama. I love my sweet mama. She's clothed with those things. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I have found this. As I have lived life, I wish I'd have listened to her more. Sam, you be careful. Sometime I blew my mama off. My mama's a holy woman. Now, here's what I love about my mom. She didn't go to group gatherings. She didn't have to go through all this hoorah. She didn't have an iPod with Charles Stanley constantly flowing through her head. She didn't have to go to a Bible study group because, guess what? She knew how to practice the Bible. She actually lived it out and didn't talk about it. If you really want to be holy and mature, then guess what? I think I would be compassionate to those that are around me. I would constantly be kind. I would be humble about what God's doing. I would be gentle and I'd be patient. And I would definitely give that to my children. Amen? Man, if you had a mama like that, you ought to thank God. That's a prized possession. This is called living faith. Living faith. Here's what I'm sick of. Y'all can tell I'm sick of some stuff. We got enough Bible workbooks. We ought to have some Bible-affected lives. The world is tired of our bumper stickers. They're tired of our kike. You know what I mean by that? Our productions. They would like to see our genuine lives. I was very fortunate. My mom was real with her faith. Come home, she loved us. You know what my mama was? I was in high school, and I was not voted to preach when I was in high school. Y'all with me? And guess what? I'd come in from Friday doings. Sam, you ever come in from Friday doings? When I came in, guess who was there? Yeah, my dad dead asleep. The police would have to call him. That's bad when they did. But my mom would be right there on the couch. She'd have her curlers in her hair and stuff. She kind of looked like a vampire. I'd come in late and she'd raise up immediately. She had to make sure that her baby was what? Home. And if she thought I'd been doing some things I shouldn't be doing, guess what she'd been doing all night? Praying? That'll mess you up. How many of y'all got messed up because your mama prayed for you? Sheriff, there's only one way you became sheriff. Your mama prayed you into it. She said, Lord, make something out of that boy. Make something. I bet she prayed for hours. I bet she prayed like a Jew on the wall down there, just praying. Lord, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. How many of you mamas pray for that over your children? Keep praying, girls, because guess what will happen? God listens to mamas. So you don't believe me? Check Hannah out. She was begging God for a child. And God listened. Keep that prayer going. But also, be of this demeanor. You know why I think moms in the past could be like that? They had children instead of trophies. All you educators know this. Tim, you see this. You got parents, they don't have kids, they have trophies. They want to show the world how good they've done with parenting their children. I think you need to have children. They're messy. They don't look like you, and sometimes they don't want to do what you want to do. Sometimes you want them to play sports, and they want to play the piano. Let them play the piano. Why deprive us from the next Beethoven? Because it doesn't make you look right. You know what? We've got some young parents coming in. Y'all hear me? Your children are not yours. You did not make them. You carried them. You were given to them. Does that make sense? How many of y'all realize this? We don't make people. We make love. And God makes people. Does that make sense? I wasn't made by my mom and dad. I was made by an almighty God. I was chosen and fit for grace by an almighty God. God put me in motion. So we got a lot of young mothers to be in the house today. Guess what? In your womb is God's creation. And so watch this. Not only now, guess what? I know some of you are going, Pastor Steve, I wish it would hurry up. It will get here when it's supposed to. Make sense? And then guess what happens? I always tell mothers this. It will come forth. It will get here. In fact, it's easier to keep up with in there than it is when it gets out. You got them close. You can talk to them. And watch. When that life comes out, guess whose life that still is? God's. Jesus's. And your job is not to control that life, but to expose that life to the love, to the kindness, to the compassion, to the gentleness, to the humility of God himself, and to bring them to Christ. Amen? To bring them into Christ. Mothers also have a knack at doing this. And this, guess what he told us to do? Bear with one another. Isn't that cool? Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Don't tell me a God is not a changing God. How many of y'all have ever seen a 7th grade female? 12 to 13 year old female. How many of you all have been a 7th grade female? How many of you are a 7th grade female? Okay, we don't have any of them in here. We're safe. I have found that 7th and 8th grade females, junior high girls, could be the meanest species that walk on the face of the earth. Isn't it amazing, though? Okay, girls, you all agree with me? I mean, I've never seen it. Now y'all got stuff that you can gossip about each other electronically. Used to, back in my day, you just passed notes about each other. Now you can do it globally. But you know what? It's amazing. Those same 7th grade and 8th grade girls that can just rah, 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 become forgiving mamas one day, that bear the grace of God and love and forgive and bear the grace of God with such intensity that we eventually come to Christ. Is that not amazing? This is also calling us to be mature. We're to forgive one another and love one another. I just want to lay it out, man. You will never have family if you don't learn to forgive. Some of us, watch this, I'm going to blow you away. I'm just going to get straight up about it now. By the way, if you want to know if I'm ticked off about what's going on, no. I'm not ticked off about what's going on. It's time for us to stand up, though. We don't need to be loud. We don't need to be obnoxious, but we need to take a stand. I think we ought to raise our kids. Dads, I want you all to be loving to your wives and raise your kids. I want you to realize, listen, I like to be very truthful. Not every moment raising kids is a blessed joy. Kids can mess with you. They tire you out. They tick you off. They don't listen. Basically because they carry your DNA. Parents, have you all noticed this? Why is it that our children, you know, how many of you all would agree that we got some positive things about us and we got some things that are not so positive about us? All of us. How many of y'all agree? Why is it that our kids can so naturally pull out our negative attributes and apply them to their lives? But our positive attributes, they want to struggle with those. I'm like, reverse it and you'll be okay. Don't do this stuff, but be involved in this stuff. Moms forgive us and keep us rolling, don't they? So moms, thanks for doing that. How many of y'all have had a mother bear with you more than once? Man, my mom stayed in prayer, Mom. If I can give you mothers any encouragement, keep praying. Y'all know the story of the prodigal son? You know, you got this image of the father at the end of the driveway. You know where mama was? On the kitchen table. Dear God, bring that boy home. Now, Lord, I know he's messed up. I know he's messed with women he shouldn't mess with. I know he's been drinking too much. I know he's been partying. I know he rode his camel backwards through town, but Lord, bring him home. Because he's my what? He's my boy. I want to thank some of you sons today. I see you here, and I thank you for being here. And I hope you'll listen to what God has to say for you today, because guess what? Your mama's loved you a long time. But she wants Jesus to love you more than her. Because here's what godly mamas know. They're not going to be here forever. They're not. But guess who is? Jesus. Here's the greatest gift, parents, you can give your kids. Jesus. And I think we've totally derailed on that. Listen, I like sports as much as the next guy. But we've lost our everlasting minds on this sports stuff. Lord have mercy. Since your kid can't make the team, we create travel teams so that you can pay to go play all over the place in a league that nobody knows about except all the parents that have played for this. We've lost our minds. What's this? My kids were involved in sports. It's all over. They have to go get a job now. They have to live in reality now. Very few pro athletes come from Kentucky. Hate to disappoint you, Sam. Few. And even NFL football players, you know what that stands for? Not for long. That's what they tell recruits. You better have something between your head because this ain't for long. And how much time do we invest with our children on something that's not for long? And how little time do we invest in our children on something that is forever? Maybe that's why we hear the things we hear today on the TV. Maybe it has nothing to do with the world. Maybe it has everything to do with those who follow Jesus Christ, who followed the world instead of following what God says. I think our families ought to be different. Make sense? When people look at me and say, well, your children turned out great, I said, thank Jesus. So what do you mean, thank Jesus? I said, Jesus raised them. Those are his kids. Jesus put his grace in them. Jesus died on the cross for them. Jesus rose from the grave in them. Jesus put his truth in them. That's what changed. They're not like everybody else. Y'all understand, if you're like everybody else, you go to hell. I don't know what's confusing people about that. Intellects get all confused about this. They go, well, I don't believe there's really a hell. Well, what if there is? What do you think you're going to stand there in hell and go, I don't believe you exist. 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 And it's going to go away? So here's where some of you messed up. Science can't prove God because God wrote science. Man didn't write science. There's nothing wrong with science. It's a meager attempt to find out the mystery of the universe. But God holds the mystery. We didn't create love. God gave love. And we spend a lifetime discovering what that really means. It's a mystery to that too. Oh, by the way, we didn't make marriage up. God did. Marriage is not our decision. It's God's command. You say, what about people that don't follow God? That's their business. I'm a free man. In fact, I bother my religious colleagues because I say this, listen, I'm like Elijah, man. If you want to live a pagan lifestyle, run around your totem poles, jump up and down, pray to your false gods, but quit making me pay for your consequences. See, I think you ought to eat what your God gives. And if all these new theories work, then when bad things occur, I think you ought to pay for what your theory did. That changed the world, wouldn't it? It's called this. You ready? Y'all hold on your seats. The word hadn't been spoken in about 70 years. Ready? Mr. Hoggins, you remember this word. Consequence. See, some of y'all are going to be blown away when Jesus does this. I'm going to put these folks who believed on my right, and I'm going to put these folks who rejected on my left, and there'll be a great protest from the Occupy movement going, Lord, we don't think that's fair. And God will go to hell. And it'll astonish all the hippies who had loving, frosty, twinkly God who had no consequences or no verdict. And all of the soft folks in the world will go, my God, how could you make a judgment? And he'll say, because I am judgment. And I've held out my grace through your mama and your daddy and your grandmama and your church and my word for centuries. And I told you I was coming, and I told you that those who believed would bear and forgive, and those who disbelieved would destroy. And the time has now come when I separate that which is mine from that which has rejected. That day's coming. And I don't know when, and neither do any TV preacher, so don't spend $19.95 for the book. Let's invest $19.95 in our families, in those children, and make sure they know Jesus. Amen. And above everything else, guess what we believers need to do? Those who follow Jesus Christ, we need to love. Put on love. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Guess what? There are times, what does mama got to say? How many of you mamas have ever had to say no? How many of you mamas have ever had to say no to your husband? You know, he wants to buy a Winnebago with 25-inch rims on it to take a family vacation with dual-stack diesel exhaust so y'all can look like the Griswolds on 4th of July. And what do you have to tell him? No, honey. And he goes, but what about the kids? She said, we're talking about the big kid right now. Love God. Does that make sense? Listen, guys, I love you all. Greatest thing you can do is have a great family. Go be a great family. You go take care of your family. And if every one of us in this house took care of our family, what happens to the world? Come on. It changes. I don't want you to become distraught. I don't want you to pick on people. I want you to live your life in a full and abundant way. Watch this. Don't get mad at the politicians. But I would be mad at this. We've so loosened up society that people believe there is no God, that people believe it doesn't matter, that people believe there are no consequences. And even when the consequences hit them square in the face, what do we do with consequences? Oh, it won't get me. Here's the Bowling Green, Kentucky way of dealing with global consequences. Well, it's not going to bother us. It's going to bother us. It's the way we deal with it.
Well, it's not in my family.
It will be. I remember the church when we used to pick on divorced people. The church, it was awful, man, the way we treated divorced people. And all these Holy Joe people, they were all picking on other families till their kids got divorced. I remember Charles Stanley used to rail against divorce until he got one. Our God's a God of grace. He doesn't want us to be divorced for a reason. God knew that single mothers would be an economic problem before our government figured that out. That's why God said you take a wife and then have a kid. That's why he said you say no until you're married. And then God said you need to say yes as much as possible. That's actually scriptural. I'll deal with that later on. Keep coming in May and June. Going to be some cool sermons. All right? But moms, you have held us together because you do those things. And I wanted to thank you today for doing those things. Has this been clear today? Listen, it's a tough message, but these are tough times. And I'm going to tell you, if you're going to follow Jesus, it's time to get to following Jesus. Amen? You know, if you need a church that's a lot softer, there's several of them down the road. And they'll give you a jingle sermon. And they'll tell you you're the greatest thing that God's ever created, but you're not. Here's what we absolutely are. We are people who've been disobedient unto God. And God has said, I loved you so much, I'm going to send my son, my Jesus. Who does that sound like? A mom. We all got busted knees. Amen. Where did you go when you were a kid when you busted your knee? I never went to my dad. So my dad would have done this. Well, son, it doesn't need you. We don't got to go to America. Get on. Would you plant that tree? All right, Dad. What does mom do? Come here, honey. Let's put a Snoopy Band-Aid. Hey, Snoopy Band-Aids heal everything. You get a disease, put a Snoopy on, all right? Yeah, but how many of y'all remember Snoopy Band-Aids? Yeah, moms. Carrie, I believe you probably, well, back then it's probably Goofy, wasn't it? It wasn't Snoopy leading, now it's Goofy, but Goofy Band-Aid on you and you was healed, weren't you? Who'd you go see, your mom or your dad? Because what would your dad do? That's exactly, get to work, Carrie. Suck it up. Hold on. We need both of those. Two. We need dads that lead and moms that nurture. That would change everything. Now, I can sit here and beat around the bush, and we can go through a bunch of Holy Joe philosophies and all that jazz. It bottom line is this. We need dads that will stand up and be men, and we need women that will be extraordinary women who love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and body, and who mother their children like Jesus has called them to do. And guess what? You'll see some things start changing. I believe that generation is on the way. I don't know if you all have seen this yet, but apparently in our church, about 9 months ago, 7 months ago, 6 months ago, 4 months ago, a lot of our young ladies have swallowed watermelon seeds. I was in the age of my day, and it was like the valley of the pregnant women. And I smile because you know what? I believe they're going to, I'm just going to call it in the name of Jesus. Some of y'all know how to call things in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a turnaround. We're going to have a turnaround generation. And Sam, you ain't never going to get a divorce, and you're going to marry a godly, hot looking woman. And you're going to have crazy kids, and you're going to raise them. You and her both are going to, it takes two of them to raise them, doesn't it? Now, here's the good news, Sam. They leave. See, God's a God of grace. So hang in there, parents. Guess what? They leave. Some of y'all leave each other before the good days happen. Eventually, it comes back to this. You can watch your TV shows. But when you got them, you got to watch Barney. I had to watch Barney, the purple dinosaur from hell. Who totally messed up a whole generation. Do you know who's leading this world now? Barney people. You know who's doing Occupy? Barney kids. Because Barney said, friends are friends. And nothing matters but what? Friends. But that's not what God said. God said what matters is you receive me as your Lord and your Savior, and you let me cleanse you of your sins and let me put you in motion to a full and abundant life. I think it still works, church. Amen? So happy Mother's Day. Moms, I wanted to preach a little bit because guess what moms know how to do? Preach. How many of y'all have ever... Raise your hand if you have received a mom's sermon with a finger at least one time. Now, the mom finger's different than the finger you're thinking about. How many of y'all have ever got this one right here? And moms, they all, I'll tell you one thing. Or this one right here, boy. This is the one I loved. As a son of mine. Like, well, who else's son you think I am, mama? And here's what I learned. I didn't sass my mama, but I had some good comebacks on her. But back in my day, we didn't have all this law enforcement relief for parenting. Our dads knew how to adjust us and immediately draw our attention to the matter. We were actually raised, disciplined, called forth, held accountable. Yeah. And punishment wasn't, well, you can't play your Xbox for 15 minutes. Or go sit in the corner. You'll be okay, little Johnny. Here's what happens to little Johnny. Later, big sheriff, when little Johnny's 21, puts him in the corner with his cuffs on his hands because he never learned for one time in 21 years there's a consequence. And eventually, guess what? He finds out nobody loves him but his mama. It's time for us to grow our families up, amen, in the ways of the Lord. Has this made any sense today? I know I've gone against everything they say in the world, and let me be very clear about this. I don't care. It's time to hear what God said. Be a father, be a mother, and kids, by the way, you think you're off the hook? I saw you grinning today. Uh-huh. Children, obey your parents so that it might go well with you. Amen. How many of y'all are older? If you'd have listened to a few things your parents said, life would have been better. There you go. Watch it. I'm going to blow y'all away. If I had actually listened to what my father said, I would not be worrying financially now. But I didn't listen to him. I listened to what Visa said in my early young days, and I've got a few other things to do now. But if I had listened to my father, he told... My father knew all that Dave Ramsey stuff before there was a Dave Ramsey. In fact, my father, when he went to Dave Ramsey with me, we walked out and he goes, well, I tell you, you're dumber than I thought you were. I was feeling pretty low because I knew what he thought of me previously. He said, now you've paid money to hear what I've told you all your life. I went, yeah, but I said, he said it funnier than you did. it's truth, and truth doesn't change no matter who says it. Amen. So fathers, thanks for being fathers. Husbands, thanks for being husbands. But I'm going to tell you what. Wives, thanks for being great wives. And all the mamas in the house, I want to thank God for you for being loving and patient and kind and gentle and compassionate, for forgiving us, and above all, for loving us no matter what. Thank you, mothers, for being an instrument of God's grace in our lives. Amen. And if you don't mind, if you'll stand with me. Y'all ready to be church? How many of y'all glad to know some people are going to get saved today? Right now, they're going to get saved. Amen. Here we go. If you know Jesus Christ needs to come into your life, and you've listened, you go, man, maybe that's what my problem is. I'm not connected to God. I got good news. Jesus would like to save you. If you've never been baptized, guess what you need to do? You need to be baptized. Number one reason you need to be baptized. Anybody know why? Is that right? Jesus asked you to. See, if you believe in me, repent and be what? Baptized. Watch this. Here's why we play with that. Well, I might be embarrassed. Watch this. Let me give you compassion. Who cares? Here's what I want you to know. God's salvation is not about you. It's about his love in you. So receive him today. If you haven't been baptized, man, we want to invite you to come and be baptized. Man, if you haven't encountered God and you know he's drawing you today, let him draw you to salvation. If you're a young man, a young woman, you're sitting here with your mama today because she wanted you to come to church. She wanted you to come to church because ever since you've been conceived, she's been praying that you would be destined into heaven. And there's only one way to get to heaven. Jesus died on a cross. He's risen from the grave, and he's given this invitation. Whosoever believes in me, repents of their sins, says, God, I'm what? Sorry. I'm sorry, Jesus. Come into my life. Guess what God will do? He'll forgive, he'll connect, and you'll live. How many of y'all found that to be true? God forgives. I had to be forgiven. I messed up. How many of y'all have messed up before? Yeah. How many of y'all need to be forgiven? Me too. God forgives. Let's pray. Lord, as the Spirit draws people to the altar today, we already give thanks. Lord, I thank you for mamas today. I thank you for folks that will come and be baptized today. I thank you for your life in our lives, Lord, today. And Lord, I just thank you that you love us no matter what. Lord, in spite of what the world says, in spite of what current culture says, I'm glad that you've said the same thing from the beginning of time. And so, Lord, hold us dearly and let us be a great witness, not by talking about stuff, but by living it out. In the name of Jesus, may the church be open to the ways of Jesus, and may you be touched by God in this moment. Church, I got great news. You can come to this altar and you can be set free forever. So listen, invitation's open. Bring your mama up here and give thanks for her. Come. In the name of Jesus, the altar's open. Come on.